doctor and gardening information the natural way. The Dirt Doctor, Howard Garrett, is ready to go with the best information and advice on organic gardening and organic living. If you want to avoid the toxic life, jump right in with us. The water's fine. Here's your leader, John Howard, the Dirt Doctor Garrett.
Thank you, Logan, and welcome, everybody. Turn things down a little bit here, a little loud in my earphones. I am delighted to be with you today, and I'll tell you why that's kind of a special comment here in a little bit. First of all, let me tell you about the fact that this hour is brought to you by Victor Dog Food and Cat Food. Victor, dogfood.com is the website. Go there and check out all the goings on, all the great looking pets that are there. Also, their Facebook, Victor, dogfood.com. And we have some good news and bad news from previous weeks. Let's see. One of the dogs was adopted. Newport was adopted, but from the past, Zoe, Adrian, and Sparks are still waiting for a home. So what you do is you go to our website, dirtdoctor.com, click on the SPCA button. Now, this is for the people in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, but we encourage folks around the country to do this with their rescue organizations, whichever ones you have in your hometown. But for the people in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, we've got these great dogs that need help, need a home. This week, it's a great-looking dog. Judy mentioned to me that it was a terrific dog, and he looks like a character. Chewy, 59 pounds, says he's a mastiff mix. He looks a little thin for that. Real good looking dog, beautiful light tan color. Says he's a really smart guy, walks well on a leash, already knows how to sit. So check him out on our website, and let's give him a home. His name is Chewy, and his picture and information about him on our website on dirtdoctor.com. Telephone number to be on the show, and we'll go to the phones. I got a little story to tell you, but then we'll go to the phones. Telephone number is 866-444-3478. The website's dirtdoctor.com. We have a newsletter. The newsletter's free. All you do is fill out the form on the homepage of DirtDoctor.com, and you'll get in on a weekly basis. If you want to join the Organic Club of America, that's our membership area. It does cost a little bit, but has quite a bit more in the way of benefits, and so check all that out. There's a green button there on the left-hand side of the homepage. You may have noticed that I wasn't here last week. We did a best of. Hope you enjoyed that. But the reason was I was still recuperating a little bit. Here's the story. The short version is Mr. Health here, who never has any problems to speak of. Cole's never had the flu. All, you know, good diet, exercise, you know, reasonable. Don't go overboard and everything, but I was put in the emergency room with blood clots last Monday, and here's the story. It's pretty interesting, and there's a moral to this story that I think is pretty important that a lot of folks need to pay a little bit of attention to, if not a lot of attention. I started having some breathing issues. You probably noticed it on the air from time to time. Back in the at the beginning of the year, starting in January, I started, and then into February, I started having a funny sensation, and that was I was having a shortness of breath when I was walking. I first noticed it when I was playing golf, and I was during the winter we walk and either carry our bags or do a little push cart, and I started noticing that going up any kind of an incline, I started losing my breath a little bit, and didn't think too much about it at first until it persisted, and it got so bad that I had to stop and take a little break every now and then and scratching my head. And so I have so few medical problems in the past, I don't even have a doctor. So I started calling some of the doctors that have given me annuals in the past. And I called Judy's doctor, and I called a couple of other people that were recommended. And everybody said, well, I can't get to you for 3 months, or we're not taking any new patients. So I went through all of that conversation. And then one morning I got out of bed and I had a shortness of breath getting out of bed. Well, that really got my attention. So what did I do? Well, I went down to the local Primacare down on the corner and got examined there, since I didn't have a doctor anywhere. And they ran electrocardiogram. They did all kinds of tests, told me to come back, which I did, after the symptoms had kind of gone away, but I was still having kind of funny little breathing issues. This was in May. And so the doctor at the Primacare recommended that I go to a cardiologist, which I did. Went to a cardiologist, had a stress test. That's what was recommended that I do. And I also had a sonogram of my heart and a whole full battery of tests and everything. Nothing. No problems at all. Everybody's continuing to scratch their head. And the Primacare people that I'd gone to two or three times, I guess, at least two times, there were about a series of three different doctors that I talked to there. And one of them was an MD that has an office here in Dallas, and we kind of hit it off really well. And he works at the Primacare and also has his own practice. In fact, I'm probably talking to him some more. But he recommended that I go to a cardiologist, which I did. Cardiologist found nothing. She told me that I probably need to go see a doctor that she recommended, that was a pulmonologist, a lung doctor. And I said, okay. Called, made an appointment, couldn't see me for 3 weeks. Well, during this period of time, I had planned, Judy and Logan had planned a trip to Mexico, and I went down for the tail end of it. My brother has a house in San Miguel. So I flew down to meet them on Sunday after the show. This was June the 7th. And San Miguel is at altitude. Flying down there, obviously we were at altitude. Just a little interesting bit of the story there. I get a call. Let's see. I left out a step. I went to see the lung doctor prior to this trip. She examined me and couldn't find anything, nothing at all. She said that everything looks fine. She took a blood test. She said, I want to run new blood samples, see what's going on, and I want you to go ahead. She noticed a little bit of puffiness in my right ankle. I couldn't even tell it was there, and she said, I want you to just check everything. Everything looks perfectly normal. You look great. But just to check, I want you to get a CT scan. I said, okay, CAT scan. And she said, I also want you to get a sonogram and a scan of that of the right leg, just to make sure something's not hiding in there that, you know, these regular tests aren't showing. Okay, fine. So I called to schedule it. They can't do the CAT scan until, let's see, what was the date? They couldn't do the CAT scan until June the 15th. Well, I had this trip to Mexico planned, so we went ahead and went on the trip. Nobody was concerned about anything at all. We fly down there on Sunday after the show on whatever the date was, of June the 7th, I guess, June 7th or June 8th. Well, I'm down there in Mexico, and I get a phone call from the lung doctor, from the pulmonologist, and she leaves this message. She said, something has shown up in your blood work that we're concerned about, and I need to talk to you. This was a Sunday. She called me the day that I got down there. She said, I can't talk to you today. The phones aren't working down here. I just happen to be down here. Call me tomorrow, Monday. Well, that was really a nice little heartwarming message to get when you're in another country. So the next day, Monday, I called her, and she said there's something, there's a marker in your blood that's, she didn't tell me at the time, I learned later, it's called a D-dimer, which indicates blood clotting. And so here I am in Mexico with a message that I'm going to have blood clots and to call her as soon as I got back. Well, this, when I got back, I was supposed to go in and get the CT scan. So she said, well, let's get the CT scan and see what's going on. Let me give you the rest of the story when we come back. Howard Garrett, not that long story. Be back right after this. Don't go away. I have a great recommendation for container gardening. SmartPot is superior in several ways. It's a fabric container that releases heat and enhances root structure because it's fabric. You can have a garden in any location. It's easy to carry, lasts for years, provides excellent drainage, and prevents soil compaction and circling roots. For more information or to find a store in your area, go to smartpots.com or call 800-521-8098. That's smartpots.com.
Don't let biting, disease-carrying mosquitoes ruin your summer. Protect your family, pets, and livestock with organic, easy-to-use mosquito dunks and mosquito bits. Summit Mosquito Dunks and Mosquito Bits kill mosquitoes before they're old enough to bite, and they're safe and effective to use in ponds, bird baths, rain gutters, and in any standing water. Mosquito Dunks and Mosquito Bits are available at garden centers everywhere. Visit SummerResponsibleSolutions.com for more information.
When gardening is part of your life, it brings so much. Healthy eating, the freshest, most local produce, and playing in the dirt. At BonniePlants.com, you'll find all you need to succeed. When you grow Bonnie veggie and herb plants in beds or containers, you'll know where your food comes from. Homegrown veggies and herbs ready for cooking, eating, and enjoying. And you did it. So get growing with Bonnie Plants.
The Texas Organic Research Center is a nonprofit research institute focused on natural organic programs in gardening, landscape management, and agribusiness. TORC's mission is to show that organics work better than chemical approaches, saves money, and helps us enjoy healthier lives. The Texas Organic Research Center needs your support. Go to dirtdoctor.com and click on the Texas Organic Research Center logo on the homepage to contribute. Your contribution is tax deductible. Please donate to make our world better today.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit howardgarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
I'm always working to find new and better organic products. One of the companies that helps me in that regard is the Medina Corporation in Hondo, Texas. They've been helping farmers, ranchers, landscapers, and homeowners with quality soil building longer than anybody in the business. Medina produces fertilizers and soil amendments, both in liquid and dry formulations, that work by stimulating the soil biology to help all crops. Whether growing landscape plants, herbs, vegetables, grasses, or trees, Medina has the products to help you budget wisely, effectively increase production, and treat the environment right. There's a new prilled organic fertilizer called Growing Green Premium Lawn Food that I recommend you try. The commercial version of Garrett Juice Plus is also made by Medina, and it's available in all sizes, quarts, gallons, barrels, and even large totes. Remember to ask for Medina. The website's MedinaAg.com. You'll find the Medina label at all hardware, nursery, and feed stores that sell organic products.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth:
Vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth, vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth, animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth, animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth, children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth, children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
It is not uncommon for the air inside a home or office to be more toxic than the air outside. This is because of the presence of toxic materials that outgas and the fact that homes and buildings are better sealed and insulated than ever before. Keeping windows open as often as possible allows fresh air in and keeps toxins flowing out. This is especially important when cleaning your home. Skip the store-bought air fresheners and instead try boiling cinnamon, cloves, or any other pleasant herbs. Also, plants may not make your house smell different, but are good for filtering contaminated interior air. Natural organic cleaning products are now on the market and are competing for that spot under your sink. They are non-toxic and they do not put off toxic gases. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on how to live a healthier lifestyle and to find great products for your home that work well and don't contaminate the air.
All righty, Howard, back with you. Going through the story about why I wasn't here last week and they ran a best of. I ended the story with me still being in Mexico. We got the message from the lung doctor that there was something wrong with my blood, if you didn't hear it, and to call the next day, Monday, which I did, called her from Mexico. And she told me about the fact that the blood showed up that I might have, it indicated the possibility of presence of blood clots. Well, obviously, that gets your attention. I asked her what to do, not coming back until another day or two. She acted like it wasn't that big a deal, but to take some baby aspirin every day at least till I get back. The CT scan was to be done on Monday. This was Monday. The CT scan wasn't to be done until the following Monday. So there wasn't this get in the airplane and get back right now kind of thing. It was, let's get the CT scan done as soon as you get back to Dallas, which we did Monday morning. Judy goes with me to Medical City where we have the appointment to get the CT scan done. And we go in and have that done, do the prep. They inject iodine, a dye, in so they can see. By the way, one little thing I left out of the story, one of the doctors at the original Primacare series of meetings did a chest X-ray on me, and it was negative. It showed nothing. Well, it wasn't totally negative. It showed some old scar tissue in my lungs. Probably from the Marine Corps when I was there, when they had contamination and all that. I've told you a little bit about that in the past. That's a whole different story and turns out to not be, apparently not be related at all. But anyway, we go in to have the CAT scan done on June the 15th, Monday morning. And when I'm leaving, she's kind of indicating there's something going on by what she's not saying. And she takes me into a room and says, wait here, doctor will look at the CAT scan, we'll get back with you. She comes rolling in with a wheelchair in about 15 minutes, 20 at the most, probably about 15. And she says, get over here. And Judy and I kind of look at each other. Is this just standard procedure to make you wheelchair like when you're leaving the hospital? And she says, we're going to the ER, getting the chair, we're going right now. And obviously, Judy and I look at each other and go, what is going on here? We go in, several people meet us there, blood clots in both lungs, the aorta, blood clots have apparently come through my heart and stopped in the aorta, just going into the lungs, and they immediately give me shots of blood thinner, and that starts the process, takes me to a bed and say, you're going to be flat on your back for at least 4 days, and we'll see what happens from there. After I'm in bed in the hospital for a day, they come in, I think it was almost a day, they come in and do a sonogram of my legs. We finally get around to looking at my legs. My right leg is completely solid, full of clots. Nothing in my left leg. So obviously the clotting started in my right leg and you know, made it up. They're all going around saying, you're the luckiest guy on earth. And I told them a story about it. I just got back from Mexico flying, and we walked the whole time when we were there. Did a stress test with all this stuff going on. Here's the two really interesting parts of the story besides you having to listen to all that that hopefully will help somebody in the future. Number one, they don't have a clue what caused this. You know, my diet's on the really good end of the spectrum of yoga, walking, exercise, you know, not hard exercise, but decent, better than most. I ask them about this test for showing up possible blood clots. I said, isn't that a normal part? I've had a lot of blood tests through the years, and I've given blood a lot and all this stuff. And they said, no, this D-dimer kind of look-see, this showing up is not a standard part of the blood work, which really surprised me. So that's one thing I wanted to tell all of you. When you get blood work, bring this up. Related to that is that the cardiologist, I had a follow-up meeting with her a few days ago, she said that she's seen more of this than ever before, primarily with men. And has no idea why it's on the increase. And then that's the other really interesting part of the story is that they don't have a clue what causes this. I have had marginally high blood pressure for a while, and I've avoided, you know, taking the blood pressure medicine. I am now, but it's an extremely light dose treatment for it. And she wasn't even giving it to me. She knew about that. The cardiologist before had this problem. So that's just not a warning, but a strong suggestion to you when you get blood work, ask for that test, that part of the test that looks at the possibility of clots, and it's called D-dimer. Well, a little bit of finish up on that story, and then we'll go to the phone lines. Got people holding, and we'll get to the phones right away. It's 866-444-3478. We'll talk about gardening and landscaping and pest control and stuff like that right after this. Don't go away.
Howard's latest book, Organic Lawn Care, Growing Grass the Natural Way, will take you step by step through installing and maintaining turf organically. He explains in detail how to establish and maintain a lawn, including planting, mowing, watering, fertilizing, and managing weeds and other pests. Follow the program in Organic Lawn Care, and don't be surprised when your water bill drops 40 to 50% and your lawn is the best looking one on the block. To order, call 866-444-3478. That's 866-444-3478. Or ask for it in your favorite bookstore or garden center.
The Texas Organic Research Center is a nonprofit research institute focused on natural organic programs in gardening, landscape management, and agribusiness. TORC's mission is to show that organics work better than chemical approaches, saves money, and helps us enjoy healthier lives. The Texas Organic Research Center needs your support. Go to dirtdoctor.com and click on the Texas Organic Research Center logo on the homepage to contribute. Your contribution is tax deductible. Please donate to make our world better today.
Roses are our best medicinal and culinary herbs. They should be grown organically because when roses are loaded with toxic pesticides and other chemicals, the natural benefits of roses are squandered. Rosehip tea or using rose petals in teas or salads is a good idea if the plants haven't been sprayed with synthetic poisons. For the best results with roses, plant well-adapted roses for your area. Roses on their own roots are often the best choices. Planting, watering, and feeding instructions for roses can be found on the homepage of DirtDoctor.com. Click on Organic Guides and look for the Organic Rose Program. For disease control in general, spray roses with Garrett Juice Plus and BioWash or garlic pepper tea. For insect pests, spray essential oil products, Garrett Juice Plus and BioWash. Dust if necessary with natural diatomaceous earth. For thrips, apply beneficial nematodes to the soil in early spring or when foliage begins to grow. To learn more about growing roses the natural way, go to DirtDoctor.com.
I have for years advised homeowners about pet health, landscaping, gardening, and pest control. In the pet category, I now have a strong dog and cat recommendation. There are many good pet foods on the market, and we've promoted some of the very best, but Victor is the dog food I recommend and feed my dogs now, and I think you should try it with your pets as well. They'll enjoy it just like mine do. The formulas that I focus on are the grain-free ones, but none of the Victor products contain wheat, corn, soy, or gluten. They're all naturally preserved with no toxins, fake flavors, or colors, and they're loaded with vitamins, minerals, and enzymes, also probiotics, prebiotics, and other healthy ingredients. My dog Carmen and Tater look and feel better than ever. Ask for Victor in your favorite pet or feed store. For more information, go to victordogfood.com or email me by clicking on Ask Howard button on dirtdoctor.com. That's victordogfood.com.
Compost is nature's own living fertilizer and can be made at home or purchased ready to use. It can be started any time of the year in sun or shade, and anything once living, plant or animal, can and should go into the compost. The ingredients in your compost should be a mix of coarse and fine textured material to promote air circulation through the pile. Turn the pile as time allows to speed up the process. However, turning is not critical. Moisture is important. A compost pile should be roughly as wet as a squeezed out sponge to help the living organisms thrive and work their magic. Compost is ready to use as a soil amendment when the ingredients are no longer identifiable. The color is a dark brown, the texture is soft and crumbly, and the smell is pleasant like the forest floor. Rough, unfinished compost can be used as top dressing mulch around all plantings. Finished compost is used in potting soil and bed preparation. You can learn more about composting and natural organic gardening at DirtDoctor.com.
All right, Howard, back with you. Telephone number is 866-444-3478. We're going to go with phones right away. But just kind of summarizing, and if you missed the beginning of it, I was telling everybody about why I missed the show last week. From June the 15th, I was flat on my back in bed. I mean, flat on my back and couldn't get up at all for 4 days, 3 days actually. And then they let me get up and go to the bathroom and sit in a chair for the last day. And then no driving. I had to be careful for, you know, a couple more days. So it was a serious thing. It wasn't anything to mess around about. And my point to everybody was this is, for some strange reason, becoming a more common event, and they cannot give you a reason why it happens. A buddy of mine, a golf buddy of mine, who is probably in better shape than me, he's a cross trainer, he's a paleo, eats paleo diet, he's really in good shape, had exactly the same thing about a month before me. The difference with him, Jeff had pain in his leg, and that's the other weird part of my deal. I had no symptoms at all other than a shortness of breath walking some period of time before we finally got to the issue, and that went away. I still had a little bit of a funny dry cough, which is one of the symptoms of this deal, which, you know, we didn't know at the time, but never any pain, never felt bad, never had any weakness. You know, a lot of people get tired and all that. I never had any of that. So my point is, go to the doctor, get your physicals regularly and the blood work, bring this up, because it apparently is on the increase for some reason out there. I'm on blood thinners. That's all they do. They don't do any operation. They talked about inserting a little filter in me because I had so much clotting that they were going to put a filter in me, which is a little surgical procedure. And I vetoed that. They told me about it the first day I was in the hospital that they wanted to do it the next morning. And I thought about it all night long. It really bothered me having something like that implanted in me. And I talked to the doctors, had a hard time getting a hold of them to discuss it. And after talking about it and finding out there's actually some new research about this filter that showed that you may have more problems related to having it than not having it, we did not do that. So the only thing I've done is a Xarelto blood thinner. And that's it. And we'll go in and get scanned again here sometime soon and see what is happening with it. But it certainly gets your attention. I am delighted to be here with you instead of the alternative. And now let's talk gardening. I think that was the main thing that I wanted to tell you. If anybody has been through something similar or has any questions about it, I'll give you, you know, my input on it. But we went through, I visited between the time I had the shortness of breath and I was treated in the ER, 7 different doctors, and not one of them could, you know, because of the symptoms I was having and all that, could come up with anything until I had the CT scan. And it was almost like a, well, I don't think that we've got an issue there, but just to make sure, let's do this and see if something's hiding in there. Up jumped the devil. Something was hiding in there big time. 866-444-3478. Michelle in Chicago. First up, good. Hello, Michelle.
How are you?
Well,
I had a similar incident. It turned out I had a congestive heart failure. I was completely asymptomatic. So, in the same club. Yes,
yeah.
Glad to be alive, I'm telling you.
Yeah.
So I called you this morning to find out about my orchids. I have a master gardener certificate, and I'm in Chicago area. I've never done orchids in the house previously. I learned about the roots, that they don't need the same type of soil as regular plants. What kind of food do they eat? I bought some soil that says, some bark rather, it says it has foods in it, but I don't understand. Is it the regular NPK or is it something else?
Oh, it's basically the same thing. I tell you, Michelle, what my wife Judy has discovered with orchids is that the Garrett juice that we talk about, which is you know, compost tea or liquid molasses vinegar or liquid humate, and then molasses vinegar and seaweed, is wonderful for orchids. It's the only thing we fertilize orchids with, and we've been real successful. She has more than me bringing orchids back into bloom. The only thing we've ever done wrong on them is sometimes we forget about them and don't water them quite enough. She tends to soak the roots rather than just water from the top, and then she'll add the Garrett juice in, just like you're fertilizing any kind of a potted plant. And I think she does it about once a month, and we have beautiful orchids and beautiful flowers.
They seem to be fairly hardy. I bought
they
some
are.
That were about to go, and you know, I got a discount on them at the store. They sell them now in chain stores. I was very surprised.
Yeah, they're starting to pop up all over the place, and they're coming from out of the country. And the only bad news about that is that the U.S. growers have really been knocked out because they're growing them so cheaply and China and Costa Rica and various other foreign
America.
Countries.
Yeah, we're getting knocked out of everything, TPP,
yep.
Huh?
Yep.
And then my last question for you, and then you take care of yourself because I have to do the same.
I will do.
My whole life being ill. I know exactly how you feel. It's horrible. Are other varieties as easy to handle as the Phalaenopsis? There's one that starts with a C, Catalina or Catalea, and its bloom is structured differently. Do most of them have epiphytic roots, or are they
all? Yeah, they're all the same, and you can grow orchids in the bark like you suggested, or you can grow them. I knew a fellow way back when I was in the landscape contracting business who had the most beautiful orchids I've ever seen. And you know what he had as the growing medium? He had a styrofoam little balls in the bottom for weight. He did a lot of shipping. And then the top part of the container of orchids was lava gravel, just like you buy at the big box stores, you know, that are used for mulch and it's the same gravel that's used in barbecue pits and all that. But lava gravel is a terrific way to grow and not have any soil at all. So if you ever have to totally repot and start over, you might just experiment with that and see how much better it works than the bark. Either will work, but I think the lava probably works a little bit better.
I certainly will. Take care of yourself, Howard. Good luck to you this year, and thank you.
You too. Thanks for calling. Bye-bye.
Sure. Bye-bye now.
Okay, 866-444-3478. Here's Philip in St. Joe, Texas. Hi, Philip.
Good morning, sir. How's it going?
Well, it's going great now.
Okay. I have a problem. I planted about 6 or 8 pomegranate trees.
Uh-huh.
And there's only one alive now. Is there something I did wrong, maybe?
Where do you have them, in containers or in the ground?
No, in the ground.
Well, I don't know. About the only thing you can do to be unsuccessful with pomegranates, Philip, is to overwater them or underwater them. I mean, it's been my experience that they're pretty durable, pretty tough. I've dug up some little seedlings that have come up around my big pomegranate, and I've treated them pretty badly. I've stuck them in pots and forgot about them and even had them wilt and come back. So is it a possibility that we stayed too wet during all this rain?
Okay, this year, out of the 6 or 8, only one was alive. And three of them were in the ground with well-drained soil.
Okay.
And a couple of others, too, but I don't know what's wrong.
Well, I can't tell you either. The only thing I can say is that they could have stayed a little bit too wet during this huge amount of rain that we had during the time they were trying to develop new roots. If the soil stays sopping wet, I lost some plants at home. The ones I lost at home were newly planted, which was kind of interesting. But if the soil stays sopping wet, you have an anaerobic situation in the soil. You have no air. You have no oxygen for the roots, and it can kill a plant. So that may have been what happened. The only other thing is if the soil drains super good and didn't get enough rain or water for whatever reason, that could have been the problem. But pomegranates have very few, if any, disease problems or insect issues. So it's always something that's just a physical, cultural kind of thing that would have actually taken a pomegranate out.
Okay, question. How much fertilizer is required for a pomegranate?
Not a lot. I've seen pomegranates grow in areas in almost wild situations where they get almost no fertilizer. They're not going to produce as much fruit in that situation, but they're pretty tolerant of that. Now, you could over-fertilize them just like you could do over-fertilize anything, and that could be an issue. But take care of the one you got left. Try some more, and just be real careful about the soil moisture. That's all it could have been.
Okay, I appreciate it.
Thank you, Philip.
Sure, bye.
866-444-3478. Larry's in Ogden, Utah. Hello, Larry.
Hi. Glad you're doing better.
Thank you, sir.
I have a couple of questions about using Garrett juice.
Okay.
I know normally you recommend using it just a couple times a month. I was wondering, is that still true if you're using sprinklers or otherwise watering 2 or 3 times a week in between that?
Thinking about maybe fertigation, putting it in the irrigation, is that what you're...
No, No, I'm thinking of that. I'm watering two or three times a week after I use Garrett juice, and does that wash it away?
Oh, no, that's not a problem at all. The nice thing about organic fertilizer is it complexes in the soil very nicely and doesn't leach away and doesn't wash away and doesn't volatilize like the synthetic fertilizers do. If you go through just an incredibly heavy rain like we've had here in the South and especially in Texas, that much rain will tend to dilute it all, and you'd have to kick it up a little bit. People around here probably need to fertilize just a little bit more. But in your situation, it won't hurt it at all. And you can put out the Garrett juice mixture. Some people do this in fertigation when they irrigate in a diluted way every time they water. So you can do it as often as you want to.
If you dilute it down, huh?
If you dilute it down, yeah, you don't want to overdo it. It'll waste money for one thing. Let me put you on hold if you had something else, Larry. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor. I'll be back right after this. Don't go away. Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, here for Victor Pet Foods. In addition to the grain-free choices, all the great Victor products are wheat, corn, soy, and gluten-free and are naturally preserved with no toxins, fake flavors, or colors. Victor's loaded with vitamins, minerals, enzymes, probiotics, prebiotics, and other healthy ingredients. My dogs Carmen and Tater love Victor. Your dogs and cats will too. Ask for Victor at your favorite pet or feed store or go to victordogfood.com. That's victordogfood.com.
While summer is the absolute best time for swimming, cookouts, and much-anticipated vacations, it's the worst time to endure the pain and embarrassment of unexpected gas and bloating. Bloating often isn't even triggered by how much food you eat, but rather what you eat. Some foods are difficult for your body to break down, and those undigested particles pass into the colon and produce uncomfortable gas bubbles that can make your stomach swell and bloat, and can even lead to weight gain. Enter your summertime savior, Dr. O'Hara's award-winning probiotics. This probiotic powerhouse helps by efficiently breaking down food that is challenging to digest. As a result, the undigested food occupies less space, so gas and bloating are significantly minimized. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available in convenient blister packs, perfect for traveling. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference for yourself this summer. Look for Dr. O'Hara's probiotics at Vitamin Shop, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
Maestro Grow, maker of great fertilizers and soil amendments like Texas Tea, Rose Glow, and the Sick Tree Treatment, is now manufacturing Garrett Juice Pro, the advanced mix of Garrett Juice formula. Garrett Juice Pro improves the health of soil and plants with humic acid, apple cider vinegar, molasses, seaweed, and hydrolyzed fish, also beneficial bacteria and fungi. Ask for it at garden centers, farm and feed stores, and hardware stores. For Garrett Juice and other fine products, call 940-648-5400 or go to maestrogrow.com.
Trees become infested with insect pests and diseases when they are in stress and sick. That's when Mother Nature sends in the cleanup crews. Insects and disease pathogens are simply just doing their jobs, trying to take out unfit plants. More plant sickness is environmental. Too much water, maybe not enough water, too much fertilizer, or maybe the wrong kind of fertilizer. Other culprits include toxic chemical pesticides, compaction of soil, and grade changes. There could also be ill-adapted plant varieties, overplanting single plant species and creating monocultures, as was done with American elms in the Northeast. The Dirt Doctor's Tree Health Plan is simple. Keep trees in stress-free condition so their immune systems can resist insect pests and diseases. The Sick Tree Treatment is basically stop using high nitrogen fertilizers and toxic pesticides. Remove excess soil from the root flares, aerate the root zone heavily, apply organic amendments, and spray trees and soil with Garrett juice. To learn more on maintaining healthy trees, go to dirtdoctor.com.
I'm always working to find new and better organic products. One of the companies that helps me in that regard is the Medina Corporation in Hondo, Texas. They've been helping farmers, ranchers, landscapers, and homeowners with quality soil building longer than anybody in the business. Medina produces fertilizers and soil amendments, both in liquid and dry formulations, that work by stimulating the soil biology to help all crops. Whether growing landscape plants, herbs, vegetables, grasses, or trees, Medina has the products to help you budget wisely, effectively increase production, and treat the environment right. There's a new prilled organic fertilizer called Growing Green Premium Lawn Food that I recommend you try. The commercial version of Garrett Juice Plus is also made by Medina, and it's available in all sizes, quarts, gallons, barrels, and even large totes. Remember to ask for Medina. The website's medinaag.com. You'll find the Medina label at all hardware, nursery, and feed stores that sell organic products.
Covering the bare soil around plants is crucial, and there are several mulch choices. The best mulch for any site is shredded recycled plant material such as limbs, leaves, twigs, dead plants, bark, spent flowers, and other plant debris that grew on the property. That's the natural way, how it is done in the forest and on the prairie. Second best would be purchased shredded native tree trimmings. Third in line is shredded hardwood bark. Pine bark and cypress are not good choices. Pine bark is just bad in general. It won't stay in place and contains chemicals that hurt plant growth. Cypress doesn't break down well. Mulch should decompose to create the true natural food to feed microbes and plant roots. Pine needles are good, but look out of place if there are no pine trees on the property. Lava gravel makes good mulch and has the extra benefit of keeping squirrels and cats out, but lava gravel has its negative points. It looks harsher than organic mulches, and it doesn't break down into humus. The best commercial mulch is a mixture of compost and shredded tree trimmings. For more information on mulch, go to dirtdoctor.com. To begin your natural organic program and get your lawn and garden off drugs, just follow Mother Nature's guide. First, stop hurting the life in the soil. Choose only products and techniques that are beneficial to the health of organisms above and in the soil. Stop using all synthetic fertilizers, toxic pesticides, and other toxic chemicals that harm living organisms. Avoid all high nitrogen synthetic fertilizers, especially nitrogen-only products. Toxic weed and feed products are the worst of all. Next, build soil health with aeration and natural organic fertilizers and amendments. And third, use native plants and well-adapted introductions. Finally, water only as needed. The organic program will reduce the watering requirements by about 50%. MoTurf is needed in mulch clippings into the lawn to return nutrients and organic matter to the soil. The natural way is fun, will save you money, and always works better in every way. After all, Mother Nature knows best. For more information about natural organic gardening, visit dirtdoctor.com.
Back with you, 866-444-3478. I think Larry had one more question for us, it looks like. Larry, you there?
Yes.
What else can I do for you?
I was wondering then about, should you use the Garrett juice? Can you use it at normal strength more often for shrubs or small trees or?
Yeah, it really doesn't hurt anything. It'd be difficult to overuse it and burn anything with it because it's a mild formulation as far as MPK goes. It just would, at some point, you'd be wasting money is the only
right
thing. You know, you'd be using more than you need to. The organic program is a lot about less is more in a lot of cases. So kind of light applications more often is what is ideal if people have the time to do it. Most of the time I'm only doing Garrett juice something around once a month, something like that with the normal mix. On the other hand, flowering plants and things that you really want to push the production of or anything that you know is a heavy feeder, like peppers and tomatoes and things like that, doing more, doubling it up doesn't hurt a thing in the world and is actually beneficial.
Okay, very good. Yeah, I was thinking about doing it more often to get new plants established quicker.
Be a little careful with new plants because they're okay, kind of developing their root system and a little bit delicate. That'd be the ones that I'd be a little bit more gentle with.
Okay.
Yeah.
Very good.
Okay,
right,
good luck.
And can you use it full strength for more tender things like ferns?
Oh, sure, you bet. All plants, including like we were talking earlier, orchids in the house and things like that, the full strength formula that we recommend is not too powerful for any kind of plant. It's just if you go above that and do it every day or every other day, it might be a little too much and it would sure be wasting money.
Okay, thanks for your help.
Appreciate the call. 866-444-3478 is the phone number to be on the show. Janet is in Illinois somewhere. Hi, Janet.
Well, hi there. Yes, from Waukegan.
Okay, thanks for calling.
Well, thank you for being there. I have a bamboo plant that I've had for seven, almost 8 years, and very suddenly, in the last 2 months or so, it became sick-looking, very pale. The tips of the leaves look burnt almost, and my concern is the water I was using.
Mm-hmm.
So I switched to distilled, but the rest of the plant looks pale and spotty. Do you have any suggestions?
Give me a little bit more information. Is this a bamboo plant that's in a pot, or is it in the ground?
Yeah, it's under rocks, you know, in a small ceramic container that I've had for 7 years, like that. I just kept watering it and so forth. Does it need food at some point?
Oh, yeah, it needs fertilizer. Oh. It's a big grass. Actually, it's a pretty, like we were just talking about, heavy feeders. Bamboo is definitely a heavy feeder.
Yes.
Because it's a big old grass. Is this in a courtyard, or where is it exactly?
No, I have it sitting on my table. It's a table plant.
Oh, this is an inside plant. Is this one of those happy bamboos or whatever they call them?
Yeah, you see them all over the place at all the, you know.
Okay. That's an interior plant that is all over the place now, and it's pretty tough. But, yeah, it just like any plant, it needs a little bit of food. And the Garrett juice is a terrific fertilizer for that little plant. Is this in water or in the soil?
Yes. Yes, no, it's in water.
Okay.
It's water covered with rocks.
Okay,
know, so
even in water, the Garrett juice would work. I've gotten people with hydroponic situations to use the Garrett juice as part of their system, and it works very well. It is a darker color. Now, that's going to show up more than the synthetic fertilizers, but that's what I would recommend. That's what I would use.
Yeah. No, I'm a holistic nurse, by the way.
Oh,
and
good.
So I really appreciate all of your organic products and so forth, and I'm trying to get my local Ace Hardware store to bring all these things in. The other, and I appreciate your help there. The other question I had is I'm noticing around this area, and maybe it's all over, something wrong with the oak trees. They've not blossomed this year at all. They absolutely look like they're dying. There's no leaves on them. Totally
wow, that's not good. Just in your area or all around?
Well, I'm limited to where I can go. I just moved here from New York.
Uh-huh.
And in Waukegan, which is northern Illinois, Lake County, I'm seeing it all over now. There's seemingly the same tree. I see it mostly the oak.
Well, that's not good news. Take some pictures whenever you have time and send them to us. I would like to see what's going on there and do overall pictures and close-ups of what the twigs and the new growth is trying to do. Send it to us to the address info@dirtdoctor.com, and I'll see if I can help out.
Doctor.
Yeah.
Okay, Doctor. I have some concern about the drug you're on because I'm a holistic nurse. And formerly an ICU nurse for 20 years?
Well, other people have already mentioned that to me as well.
Oh, good.
I'm going to be on it for 6 months or so, and I'll look at it then. I'm meeting with about three other doctors I should have added that are more holistic to look at what I'm doing and what we're going to be doing in the future.
Well, you should know those. There's a class action lawsuit against
I do know that. I've heard it on the radio. It got my attention.
All right. Yes, that's why that was prompted me to call you.
Yep. Janet, thank you.
Well, good for you. Please take care of yourself. You're wonderful.
Thank you very much.
Okay,
Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, 866-444-3478. If you want to talk gardening, landscaping, pest control, compost making. I had a little interesting compost situation in my garden, in Howard's garden. We'll try to work in as we go here between the calls. 866-444-3478. The website is dirtdoctor.com. I'll be back.